Good afternoon on a quiet weather day across eastern New York and western New England. We're looking at a mix of clouds and sunshine across the region this afternoon. Conditions are brightest in areas to the north and west of the capital region. It is a little bit cloudier in areas to the east and south of the Albany area, though we're seeing at least some breaks of sunshine come through as well. Rain is not a big concern across our area today, so at least we're catching a little bit of a break there. I can't rule out a rogue shower in just a few spots, but by and large, we're looking at dry weather heading into this evening. It's certainly not dry, though, in terms of the humidity. The mugginess is with us again. Dew point temperatures are running in the 60s to near 70 this afternoon, so we do have that very humid feel. It's borderline oppressive in some areas, and the humidity is going to be a player for a while. So I know we're into mid-September, and many of us are maybe looking forward to some cooler and drier weather. That's just not going to be the case for the next several days. We're going to keep things fairly humid right through the weekend into early next week. There is the potential that we finally see some less humid weather by about the middle part of next week. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. But in the short term, it is going to be another mild and muggy night across our area. Some areas of fog are possible. We could even see a few patches of drizzle, especially in spots where it is quite humid and still rather cloudy. Temperatures tonight will be largely in the 60s with some 50s across the north. And then for tomorrow, we're looking for a blend of clouds and sunshine. So just like today, we'll see some sun, we'll see some clouds. It'll be another muggy day. Temperatures will be up around 80 degrees. We'll keep it humid on Saturday and Sunday. Both days will be right around 80. Again, the rain chances are not especially high over the next 3 days, but I can't rule out a rogue shower from time to time. In the tropics this afternoon, Hurricane Florence is drawing closer to the Carolina coast. Already the outer bands of the storm are lashing portions of the coastline. The storm is slowing down as it moves closer to the coast, and that means a prolonged storm event with wind and storm surge flooding. And also with the storm slowing down, there is high potential for freshwater flooding due to heavy rainfall across the southeast. Eventually, some of that rain from Florence, the remnant rains, may move up into our area around the earlier middle part of next week. We'll keep you posted on that. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and muggy with a high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle, muggy, lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, humid, with a high around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, humid, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with some areas of fog and drizzle, muggy, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, humid, with a high around 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny and humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Then on Sunday, partly sunny and humid again, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.